For theater critic Michael Bourne lately, Broadway has been very dark or very weird.
Surreal is a word that can encompass almost any art that's imaginatively abstract. Mark Rylance is a surreal actor. Every character he plays seems out of phase with reality, as if he stumbled over from some other dimension. He's back on Broadway now playing the King of Spain in a play by his real-life wife, Claire Van Kampen, Farinelli and the King. Philip V was apparently bipolar or otherwise challenged, as were plenty of inbred royals. Philip reigned through 50 years of tumultuous changes across Europe, but was often lost in depression. What enabled him to endure was listening to Farinelli, a castrato who'd been famously singing all across Europe, but became for many years the king's personal nightingale. While the play means to show some of the psychological effects of music, Farinelli and the King is mostly enjoyable for the beautiful and powerful arias sung by countertenor Yeston Davis, and for the other-dimensional goofiness of Mark Rylance as the King. Steve Martin is a surreal comedian from Happy Feet with an arrow through his head and King Tut through his books like Cruel Shoes and his plays like Meteor Shower, now on Broadway. Amy Schumer and Jeremy Shamos play Corky and Norm, a couple awaiting dinner guests during a meteor shower that frequently streaks across the sky. Laura Benanti and Keegan-Michael Key play the guests. Laura and Gerald, immediately and almost sadistically dominating, also blatantly seducing Corky and Norm. But after a very close encounter with a meteor, the worms turn and are just as aggressively dominating and getting the guests. Not that there's an evident moral to what weirdly happens, but Martin's interplay and dialogue, as played especially by Key and Benanti, is nasty and funny in Meteor Shower. And one more surreality. SpongeBob SquarePants, the Broadway musical, is the only big-time, family-friendly show that opened for the holidays. Having never seen the cartoons, I cannot say how faithful the book by Kyle Jarrow is to the heroic sponge, the silly starfish, the cranky squid, the other deep-sea creatures. But they all sing pop songs of David Bowie and Aerosmith and the Flaming Lips and Panic at the Disco, among other groups I've never heard before. They all sing with considerable pizzazz. SpongeBob SquarePants, the Broadway musical, is spectacularly colorful and cheerful and was cheered aplenty by kids all around me. I'm Michael Bourne.